Good morning, everyone. Saturday morning already, and hopefully we'll hear some of you on the Bible study this morning. And hopefully you're being inspired by the Word of God this week. And maybe we can inspire each other this morning on the study. So I think we're going to continue here in John chapter 17, verse 11, verse 12, somewhere there. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask that you would draw our hearts near to you, and may you bless this, bless your word, and bless our spiritual life, Father, and may you bless this day as we seek your word, as we go through life and meditate on your word and your truths. And Father, please help us not to be sidetracked to the cares of this world, but may we be overtaken by the word of God and just be involved in preaching the word of God and teaching the word of God. Oh, Father, just teach us and minister to our hearts this morning. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, verse 11, it says, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father." He's a holy Father. As we all know, keep thou thy own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And I think I shared this yesterday morning, this asking the Father to keep those that have committed their lives to him, that we may be one as Christ and the Father are one. So may we be strive to have a oneness in the brotherhood or in our spiritual walk, and not may we seek out the word of God and humble us so that the Lord can draw us together, should we say, maybe. Verse 12, it says, "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled." And that he's talking about Judas there, his loss. But that was that the scripture might be fulfilled, it says. "And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." We can seek the Lord, and that Christ's joy might be filled in us, in themselves, it says. "I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." So the world, the people that are not with Christ, they'll most likely hate us because we're not of the world. We're of Christ, we're children of God, and to the world will hate us. "I have given them thy word." No, I read that. "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil." That's what we need, that we should be kept from the evil. We should not pray to leave this earth. Christ is saying here, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. So we should not desire to leave this earth, but seek to stay away from evil. "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." He's saying we are not of the world. same as he is not of the world. Sanctify them through thy word, through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So if we read the word, Christ, God can sanctify us through his truth. Thy word is truth, through his word, through the Bible. As thou hast sent me in the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through thy truth. That's beautiful, very beautiful. And for thy sake, for their sake, for our sake, Christ sanctified himself, that we also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Excuse me. Which shall believe on me through their word, that they may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also, we also, may be one in us. He's saying that we might be one with the Father and Jesus Christ. He says, Father, art in... Let me just start at the beginning, verse 21 there. That they all may be one, that we all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. That's a very, very beautiful picture there. If we can grasp the depths of that verse, verse 21, that he's saying here that the Father, as Christ, as Jesus Christ and the Father are one, and so that we should be one with each other and in Jesus Christ and the Father, that we are connected to the Father and Christ and together. Together we are a family. See, I believe that we can be connected, spiritually connected here on earth. That's what we should strive, that we should be connected here on earth, and that if we then glorify the Father, and basically it's, we're already a family in heaven, but we here on earth, we are still if we continue in his word, we shall be in all together in heaven someday. Verse 22, it says, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Hallelujah. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. See, he's talking, I believe he's actually talking to the disciples through here. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. These disciples have known that you have sent me. And we here personally, we know that Jesus Christ, that God has sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, to save us. And I should go back here where he was talking about that the world may know that thou hast sent me. Verse 23, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. This is why, this is the reason why we should be perfect in one. Perfect in one. And that the world, it says, there's the reason why. And that the world may know that the Father has sent Jesus Christ, that thou hast sent me, that you, Father, that the Heavenly Father has sent his only Son and has loved them as thou hast loved me, so that the world might see that Christ was sent to forgive our sins, not to condemn the world, but to save the world, or save souls, however that says there in that verse. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. That's very, very beautiful there. And that's the end of chapter 17, and I think we're going to leave it at that. And may the Lord bless you, and I hope you were inspired this week. And again, if you want to leave a message for any reason, press 099, or you can join us this morning on the Bible study. I don't have that information with me right now, but I left it on yesterday's topic. So may the Lord bless you.